this week, I was writing a very important email to somebody, and I almost sent a very embarrassing email to somebody. And thank God that I was using Grammarly, because it caught the mistake. So let me tell you, whether you're communicating with your team online, whether you're working on a project, you're writing a book, you're writing a blog post, maybe you're writing an Instagram post, Grammarly is the digital writing tool that you can rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. It works on so many different platforms, including Gmail, Google Docs, and Slack. And it's so much more than just catching spelling mistakes. It can help you write confidently no matter where you are. So it's the digital writing assist that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. So if someone's a great writer, you might have to wonder if they're using Grammarly. So signing up for Grammarly account is free, and it gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. It works where you are, so you can communicate clearly and confidently on every platform. So the coolest thing, so Grammarly Premium gives you advanced feedback on your tone, word choice, punctuation, and more. Here's what I love the most. When I was writing my book, my editor always said to me, say less. Say it in less words. Get your point across in less words. And that's exactly what Grammarly helps you with. So it has clarity suggestions. It's a feature that makes your sentences clear, concise, and crisp by cutting out unnecessary and redundant words, along with overused words. I am so guilty of that. So Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback. So I want to offer you 20% off if you go and sign up now. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/happy. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/happy. grammarly.com/happy. I hope you guys try it. I think it's going to make your writing so much better.
The quickest way to get out of your own problems or get out of yourself is help somebody else. Like, be of service. Like, that's the quickest way to solve anything. Mm-hmm. Be of service to somebody else.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you have been listening to the show forever or whether you're brand new, I just want to say thank you for listening, because there are so many things you could be listening to on iTunes right now. So the fact that you came back, I feel honored. And it means the world to me, because you, my friend, are the only way this show is getting out there. So I appreciate all of the love and the shares. And you guys know that I love to hear from you in the DMs on IG. So go ahead, say hi, share what you loved, whatever that looks like. Okay, so today I am interviewing two incredible human beings who my husband, Chris, and I have gotten to hang out with a ton. Not only have we gotten to hang out and had the best time ever and the best conversations, but they have come and taught at different events that I've had, at different masterminds that we've had, and they're always some of the favorites because they always teach you things that you can put into action immediately and see some incredible results. So my guests today are Chris Winfield and Jen Gottlieb, and they are renowned super connectors and communication experts. They're also the co-founders of the multi-million dollar company Super Connector Media, which helps people foster connections and relationships that matter, which, you guys got to listen to this. This is the way that I have grown every single business. It's not what I've known. It is who I've known and the relationships that I have and my willingness to ask and my willingness to show up for myself and ask have the self-confidence to ask. We're going to talk all about this, you guys. This is not just about media. This is about like becoming the ultimate connector, becoming your highest potential, because you can't do those things without first having the confidence, right? If you're like, I don't have a circle, I don't feel good about myself, I don't even know what my purpose is. We're going to touch on all of that. I know that seems like we're going to talk about a lot, but it is like laser focused, you guys. So they have a powerful business and they are a life partner duo whom Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop recently named among 11 professionals helping people find more satisfying, successful careers. They're on a mission to empower people to cultivate in-person connections and relationships and find more fulfillment in their personal and professional lives. Okay, are you ready for this? Because I already am like ready to go. Need to hear this again. Let's do it. You guys, welcome back to the show. I am so excited because I am virtually sitting with two of my favorite humans who are way too far away right now in New York, Jen Gottlieb and Chris Winfield. So I need a name for you, like a Bennifer name.
Oh, I don't think we have one. Should we come
Ken.
Up? Ken. Yeah.
Ken.
Ken from the state.
It's a trendy way to say Ken.
Ken Liebfield.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Yeah, really short, sweet.
Exactly.
I love it.
So you guys, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. We were just talking about your epic New York backdrop. I would love, Jen, you've been on the show before and I loved your episode. That was like our first date, which was amazing. And then we got to go Soul Cycle when the world was going on. We've got to spend some time together. You guys have come and you've taught at our masterminds. You've taught at Event Love. You've blown people's minds because of what you do. And I think it's so important that you are on here right now because we are living in a time that is like, oh man, it is like so juicy. And it's the wild, wild west of being able to get out there and get your story out there because things are so different. And you are the perfect people to help people get their mission and their voice out there. But tell me why. And tell me why and tell me what you guys do.
Yes. Okay. So right now is the time, like what you just said. And it's crazy because a lot of things it's not the time for right now. But one thing that it is the time for is getting your message out into the world. Because what are people doing all day, every day right now when they're sitting at home? They're watching TV and they're consuming content and they're looking for answers and they're looking for certainty. So if you can show up and be a mentor to somebody during this time, like a mentor in their head, like Laura, you were always a mentor in my head before we were friends with your podcast. You showed up at a time when I needed you. Mm. So every expert right now that has something that people need, whether that's knowledge or a product that could make their life better, or just some certainty around what's going on or some mindset tricks, whatever it is, if you have that and you show up for people that need you right now, where they're watching, which is TV, media, you know, online, then they're going to follow you forever because they're going to be like, oh my God, they just gave me the answer to that. What else can they share with me? How else, you know, they're looking for mentors and we can do it in our sweatpants now. Oh. We can do it from home.
Yeah.
Which is like the greatest thing on the planet. We were just talking about that before this, we press record, how amazing it is that we can just be in our sweats on the bottom and maybe a cute top on the top and literally be on cable television and doing interviews.
It's the best. It was you, I believe, who had the meme when you were teaching at Event Love. It was like introverts unite.
Yes.
At home.
Separately.
Separately.
Separately in your own homes.
Yeah, exactly.
Still like one of my favorite memes ever, which now is absolutely the time. So tell me about the company that you two run together and where that began.
So it began because I built up everything that I ever had through media and connection. So when I was not meant to, I don't know if a lot of your listeners can relate to this, but I was not meant to be an entrepreneur. I did not have that dream. Like I was not one of those kids that was like, oh, well, at year 10, I was selling baseball cards and all this. Everyone in my family worked in a school system. I just wanted to not work in a school system. I wanted to get a job. Like that was it. That was my goal in life, really. Like it sounds so limiting now, but that really was it. And I got a job. And right out of school, and it was right towards the end of the dot-com era, and I worked for this company that was really shady. I did not know that. The guy who brought me in was a family friend who was a pharma executive who 6 months in, He had left because he was in rehab. He had left his family and he was the most stable of all the partners. So just imagine from there that what that meant. So I wound up leaving there and starting my own web design and digital marketing company. But I had a couple of problems. I had no money, like legit that company had stopped paying me. So I had no money, not like the fake, like no money. And my parents weren't giving me money or anything like that.
No money, and, but my parents have money.
Nothing.
Not even like, that. Yeah.
No, this is the school system. Like, no, this is not like where they're going to be the venture arm of my company. I had no connections. Our company is called Super Connector Media. I'm known as a super connector. I had no connections, legit. Like, and then there was about 50 million or at least like, you know, hundreds of thousands, it felt like, of companies that did exactly the same thing. So I thought about it. I'm like, all right, what can I do to A, get money, B, get connections, C, differentiate myself from everyone else? So I started thinking about it and I started thinking about anytime that I'd see somebody on TV or I'd read about them in a magazine, like entrepreneur, I'd be like, something would happen to me where I would want to know them. I would want to work with them. So I was like, what if I could do that for myself? What if I could create that for other people in for myself? So I started doing that and I started learning. I love learning about things and figuring out myself about publicity because I couldn't afford a publicist or a PR firm or anything like that. And I wound up getting featured in this article in the New York Times. And it was not a feature about me. It was not like, Chris Winfield's awesome. He's amazing. He overcame all this. No, it was about remote working, which is ironic now. It's like full circle. And I had, you know, one or two paragraphs in there and they mentioned my company name and I had people approach me, you know, find me from that. But more importantly, I could now say, and you know how powerful this is, Lori, because you've done so much amazing media. It could now say, as seen in the New York Times.
Yep.
And that helped me to then start closing business and doing all these things. And then I wound up getting featured the next, maybe like 9-12 months later in USA Today. And it was the first national article about search engine optimization, which we specialized in. And within 6 hours, I got my first million plus client. So a company wound up spending $1.8 million with us over, you know, 3 years or so as a result directly of that. And I was hooked right from there. And from that time, like I just always just built everything just with referrals and media. And I never taught about it or anything like that. Fast forward, let's fast forward a ways. And I'm in this small mastermind. You'll know a bunch of the people in it, but one of the people in it, Todd Herman, who's been on your show, he's our friend and client, Alter Ego Effect, and a couple other guys. And they looked at me and they said, why are you not teaching people what you know best? And you know, when you get like that kind of that gut punch and because you know it's real. And I was like, what do you mean? They said, well, anytime we describe you to somebody, we describe you as our unfair advantage. I said, what does that mean? They said, well, you can take out your phone, you can text somebody, and in 30 seconds, you can get us on TV or you can get us a book agent or whatever it is. And I started thinking about it. It was just from the relationships. And I wound up starting to do this event, which grew into a company. And at the same time, right after that, it all started, Jen and I met. And Jen has this amazing history on VH1 and all these other things. And she started coming to events with me. And she became my unfair advantage. Before we were working together, she had her own amazing, very profitable health coaching company. And she was crushing it. But she would come to events and she would close more people than the people that were working for me. And because she knew how to explain it. And she knew how to also really help people with like the biggest hurdle, which is the mindset piece. So at the end of a event in San Diego, this event mindshare, I said to her, I was like, hey, what would it take for you to join as my partner in this company? And the company was already successful, but I knew she could then take it to the next level. And I convinced her to quit her job. And here we are.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you actually have that down really fast. I'm like, that was really fast. Summarized your whole life in like 5 minutes.
I left out a lot of dark parts and trust me guys,
those are the fun parts.
You'll see all that.
We'll
stuff,
do another podcast just with Chris's darkness.
Oh man. Well, that'll be a 10 part series, a mini series.
In the dark. Chris after dark. What happens?
Exactly.
That is so amazing. So, what you guys do, Super Connector Media, and you also have, well, used to in the old world, live events, but that mm-hmm. might even be virtual. I haven't caught up with you guys now, called Unfair Advantage. I have met so many people who've either gone to them, or I've gotten to sit whenever you teach at our masterminds, and I'm always absorbing and doing the things that you're saying. I literally have become like a ninja of asking for things, like for NPR, like right down to, I literally have thought of you because I just pitched a fitness cover and landed it. So I just have been doing so much stuff like that. I'm seeking rejection. That is my goal. So I'm like, if I did not scare myself today, then I'm not like doing it right. So with that said, I think of you guys because some of your like exercises where you made us, I think it was like list like 20. I can't remember what the list of 20 was, but
top 20.
Your top 20. That is so incredibly powerful. So you guys also have different things that you do, which is really exciting that you have coming up. The Be on TV challenge. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear why. We're going to get into the story and how powerful it is of why you have to tell your story. But first, let's talk about where the Be on TV challenge came from, what it is. And then we're really going to dig into why, because this is not just like get media and you can launch this and you can get these customers, which so important. I'm sorry. It is so important to make money, especially right now, and empower yourself in that way. But also because it is life-changing and it's so important for people. I know you have a few stories. So let's talk about your Be on TV challenge. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So the Be on TV challenge is new for us. And like everybody else that was doing live events like you, Lori, like we had to pivot when COVID happened.
Yeah.
Right. We had our event was scheduled to be in March, right?
May,
right around that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Starts with an M.
Starts with an M, whatever.
I don't remember what it was anymore.
It feels like it was 100 years ago. Uh-huh. So we had our live event and we had to completely decide that we were going to pivot really, really, really quickly, like a lot of businesses. And we learned about these challenges through a mastermind that we were in. And we were like, this could be an unbelievably powerful thing for us to do. And so we're like, let's teach what we know. And we created this 5-day Be on TV challenge. Are you what?
Yeah. Well, I want to explain why it's an important thing.
Because
I think our company is based around this idea of PR done differently.
Yeah.
So I want to explain, I think this is an important part. And our ultimate, it's Super Connector Media, and it's like about connecting people, but it's also really about connecting people to their ultimate potential. So we always say, like between us and within our company, that we're really a personal development company that uses media as the gateway. Mm. So, because what we know is that once, it doesn't matter how successful somebody is, once they can truly show up in the media as themselves confidently, the magical stuff happens for them. Like we've seen it over and over and over. We get to work with some of the top personal brands and, you know, amazing companies, and where we see like people still have these huge limiting blocks. So one of the PR things around PR done differently is mindset. Mm. So Jen's title within our company is CMO. And that's not chief marketing officer, it's chief mindset officer. Mm. And so for us, like when Jen said it made sense for us to do this as a company, it's because it allowed us to create connection and it allowed us to help people to reach their full potential.
Right.
It's very important because it just sounds like, oh, it's just sales.
We decided to do this thing.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Because that was a way that we can actually take people through the transformation that we would take people through in the live event and actually be able to go in deeper and create that sense of community and that sense of connection when you're in a challenge like that and you're doing it together and everybody, and we get to do day by day by day where we work with the mindset first. And then we talk about the tactics and the tools and the top 20 and to the end where you have everything that you need to be able to pitch and book a TV segment. Mm-hmm. And it's magical.
Which people
do
have before, like, this is crazy. So we started doing this. We've done 3 of these already. From the first one, a woman on day 4 was like, oh, I just, like, she shows that she just booked and recorded a segment that morning. And then another guy who that weekend gets on CNN. Like it's like insane. So
yeah, it's awesome. But really the magic that happens, you know, yes, people get on TV and they get in magazines and they get in all of the publications. And because we teach people not just how to get on TV, but how to just get your message out there. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, the why behind it.
Mm.
Right? Like what, like a lot of people, and we talked about being an introvert on the top of this call, and the majority of people that come to us are people that are experts that are amazing at what they do, that help their clients in such big ways, but they're holding themselves back from getting as many clients as they could or really getting their message out there because of imposter syndrome or perfectionism or not feeling good enough or what will people think of me if I say it wrong or, you know, all of these fears that come up.
Or they don't want to sound like a bragger. Mm-hmm. And here's the great thing. If you're listening to this, you're like, oh, that's me. I don't want to sound like a bragger.
Yeah.
Well, if you had that thought,
you're not a bragger
yeah, because exactly. The bragger does not even think that.
They don't care. They don't worry about being a bragger. They just do it.
Yeah. And it's crazy because even if you're not a bragger and you brag, it's still coming from a quote unquote brag, right? Like it's coming from a place that doesn't have the intention of bragging. So it will never be perceived that way. Which is just so important for people to know. Like it will be actually impossible for you to come off braggy. It's just then of service. So
100%.
And it's hard to understand that until you do it. And yeah. I think the scariest part is the just taking of action. Like we always say, like action creates momentum, right? Action, just doing it, just do it. And then you'll realize, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then you get a little bit more confident to do it again the next time. And you're like, oh, that really wasn't that bad. That got good results. I'll do it again. Mm-hmm. And that is what makes the fear less. Your fear is never going to go away, right? We live with fear every single day, but it's about feeling that fear and taking action anyway. And that's where the community comes into play. And you know this because you talk about tribe and community so much that first action step, a lot of the time that comes from the connections that you have with other people and them holding space for you and cheering you on and rooting for you and holding you accountable as you take those scary action steps, which is why like people in our challenge and people in our communities can take the scary action step, get the amazing result, and then be on TV, but at the same time, have all kinds of mindset revelations and then be able to fully show up and help transform other people's lives that are following them, which is just like a win, 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 win on every level.
Oh God, I gotta like, just even as you're talking, I'm thinking about the person that you have to become in order to like feel semi-confident, right? Because you never feel like I'm the shit. Like when you're pitching yourself, like you're trying to embody that. Like that's what you're trying to feel like. But the person that you have to become to even pitch or like stand in different rooms with people or even email people confidently, it's so powerful what you do. Like even if you're not looking right now to be on TV, even though you should, even if you have nothing, like or just a story. Is because the places that you have to go, just from my personal experience, the places that I have had to go and to be comfortable with myself and to learn like, wow, that's a big insecurity I should get over. Or where's this coming from? Or, you know, what is my belief around, you know, being in front of people? What is my fear? Is it of, you know, people are going to judge me. I'm going to get bullied. Just even being like, can I handle if I'm out there? Just the personal development around all that. And I know that you guys have all of the things in place around that is this whole, everything that you do is massive personal development. And it's like, if you can just be on TV, if you can pitch yourself or if you can be on TV, I'm telling you, it is the most eye-opening experience because it's not just like, okay, go be on TV. It's what you say to yourself after you either pitch yourself or you go on TV, right? So tell me about that, like the afterward, because I know I've sent so many emails where I'm like, oh my God, like, why did I send that? Or are they going to think that the story building, right? Was that good? Yeah. Did I suck? What does that look like? So tell me about that.
Yeah. And I think that the most important thing to remember, and we're big into reframes with everything. Mm. And one of the most important things, I don't know if it's the most important, but is that the media needs you just as much as you need them. It's because if they don't have you to share your story, they're going to find it from somebody else.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing with that, and this is the thing that helps people to understand, is that if they're finding somebody else, then that means that somebody else, your potential client, is finding somebody who's not as good as you, doesn't care as much, and who's not going to get the results that you can. So if you're able to think of it that way, and the acronym that we always use is HOPE, help one person every day. Mm. And because if you think of it that way, it makes it so much less intimidating.
Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, forget, it's not about me. I'll put myself out there. I'll be the sacrificial lamb so that I'm able to help somebody. And when you think of it that way, it becomes so much easier. Mm. And the other thing on top of that to help is that the person on the other side getting that email that you were so worried about has just as much, or if not more, insecurities than you. Mm. And meaning that the thing that we always say is people are people are people are people.
Yeah, everyone, everybody poops.
Jen everyone. Says everybody poops. Yeah, I don't say that. But
I don't say it, but she does.
She does. And it's and that's the thing. And so what during our challenges are we bring on people from the media and then people hear all these things that we've just been telling them that they think are, yeah, I don't know if these people are really these fast talking New Yorkers, really. And then the person says the exact thing and they or they're like, oh, my God, I was intimidated coming on to this call with you. You know, a producer from Good Morning America saying that to, you know, these 100, 200 entrepreneurs are saying, you know, I was reading your stories. I was so like blown away. And then people hear them like, oh my God, like I matter. Mm-hmm. So like, that's the thing I always try to think about for myself. And then the third, final thing, even though I didn't say the others are one and two, but the final thing here,
I'm following.
the third is that nobody wants perfect. You know this, yeah. Nobody wants perfect.
Nope.
And it's impossible. Perfect's a lie and perfect's boring. So you're going to mess up. Like as long as it's not something that you're going to really like mess up your brand or something like, but you're not, if you're a thoughtful person, you're not going to do that. But maybe like, yes, maybe the pitch doesn't land or maybe it does. And that person, it just sits in their inbox and they're waiting or not even waiting, but like for you to then bounce it back up and like follow up. So we make up all these stories in our head and, you know, almost never true.
For the most part, no doesn't mean no. It just means not right now and not like this. Mm-hmm. And that has been my entire career as an actress. I spent every day of my life auditioning over and over and over again, hearing no over and over and over again. But if I had, I mean, there are so many times where an audition that I did 3 months late, I got a no. And like 3 months, 4 months later, that casting director called me up and they're like, hey, I remembered you because the audition was so awesome. And I want to cast you in this thing. So we teach people how to pitch so that they're memorable and how to use their personal story. And we always say your mess is your message and how to really hone in on the messy stuff, the imperfect stuff, because that's what makes people lean in. That's what makes people remember you and be able to relate to you, including the media, because they're human beings too. So if they remember your story and they can relate to your story, like, holy crap, wow, this woman's awesome. I dealt with the same exact thing as her. That's not good for what I'm doing right now, but I'm going to flag that. I'm never going to forget that. Maybe a month down the road, this has happened to so many of our clients, so many people that participate in our challenges. Like they call them like, hey, now's the time. Now's the time. So don't get frustrated with the no's. Like you said, you're like, what did you say earlier? You just want to hear no.
Seeking rejection.
Seeking rejection. That is so good, Lori.
I got it from someone else who was on this podcast. I was like, that's mine now. So,
so good.
But she would put her name was Kim Perrell, and she would put it on her mirror and she'd be like, she wrote it in lipstick. Like she wasn't doing it right if she wasn't like actually getting rejected every single day. And I was like, oh. It really loses its power. Like rejection loses its power when you're already looking for it. You're like, bajinga, like you can't get me. I already like, I'm looking for it.
I'm looking for you. Yeah, exactly.
And one more really cool reframe about just, I want to touch on this because you were talking about like, you've been asking for help a lot lately, right? Your new company and your new business, and you've had to ask for help. And for somebody that's introverted or, you know, doesn't feel comfortable asking for help, which is most people, me, I hate asking for help. That can be like a really, really scary thing. And the reframe that we use is, do you like helping people, right? Like, Lori, do you feel good when you're able to help someone?
Oh yeah. When I can't help someone, I actually like feel bad about myself sometimes.
You can help someone.
When I can help someone, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
You feel amazing. Yes. You feel seen that someone asked you and you feel important that you were able to help them. Yep. So every time that you don't ask somebody for help, you're not giving them that opportunity to feel amazing.
So good.
Why would you deprive them of that gift to help you?
So true.
I want to tell the story of why that, because I didn't just create that. That didn't just come to my mind at all. That actually happened. This whole thing, we were in Santa Monica on the pier like a year ago or a year and a half ago. And I really wanted this picture of us in front of the Ferris wheel. And I hate asking people to take pictures of me. Like, I hate it. It's like my mortifying to me. And I really wanted this photo. Maybe that's a limiting belief. But Chris was like, just ask that lady that's walking by. So I go up to this lady. I'm like, fine, I'm just going to be scared and do it anyway. And I'm like, would you mind taking a photo for us? This woman takes my phone and for like 7 minutes does a full on like, And she is like having the time of her life, every angle. Like, we got so many amazing pictures.
How does that come on?
She gives me the phone.
Jen's loving it. You're like, let's move.
Jen was so happy. I'm like, I
hair flips,
exactly
every.
Yeah, everyone.
It was awesome. And she goes to me, she goes, thank you so much for asking me to take your picture. Aww. I used to be a photographer at Disney World, and it is my joy of life to be able to photograph people, and I never get to do it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Just made my whole day. And I'm like, I'm never going to not ask somebody for help ever again, because that might be an amazing opportunity to make someone feel really seen and needed and heard.
That's such a good story. I love that story. And it's so true. Like I get part of my, yes, this might be a story, but I really get part of my identity fulfilled as like helping people. And I know you guys do too. Like, and that's why it's so important for people to hear that. Like, it's such a good reframe, as you guys say. Yeah. So,
yeah, the quickest way to get out of your own problems or get out of yourself is help somebody else. Like, be of service. Like, that's the quickest like way to solve anything. Mm-hmm. Be of service to somebody else.
We're going to take a quick break right here, because so many of you have decided this is the time in your life. This is the time in history when you are going to start that thing that you've wanted to do, or you're really going to start prioritizing what brings you joy. And I have to tell you, I have the perfect thing for you, because Skillshare is an online learning community that has so many inspiring classes for people just like you who are ready to dive in to their curiosity, who are finally ready to take that time to do something that they really want to do, or just something that they really enjoy, whether it's a new skill or to deepen existing passions or just get completely lost in creativity. So I love Skillshare because it offers me so many different things that I can learn for my life and for my business. So one of my favorite classes right now is the Productivity Masterclass. And it is Principles and Tools to Boost Your Productivity, taught by Ali Abdaal. And I'm telling you, I might seem productive to you on the outside, but I absolutely need all of the help that I can get. And I'm all about getting more free time. So the more productive I can be in the time that I'm wanting to be productive, I want all the hacks that I can possibly get. So I know that you have so many things that you're interested, whether it's things to move your business forward, from learning about Instagram or learning about marketing or learning about how to write better. Skillshare has so many classes that are going to help you to be better in whatever you're doing. So Skillshare offers memberships with meaning, with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives. It empowers you to accomplish real growth. So you guys, right now, I've had so many of you tell me that you've signed up for this and you're obsessed with it. So if you haven't yet, I want you to go and check this out. You can get 2 free months of the premium membership at skillshare.com/happy. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/happy. And that's 2 free months of unlimited access to all of their free classes at skillshare.com/happy. I hope you go check it out, because I am loving it. Oh gosh. Okay. So tell me about why it is important that somebody listening who's like, I don't have a story, or I'm not sure, or I don't know how to get my message out. Why is it important that they start talking and figuring out how to get that out in the world?
Because every day that goes by that you are not making yourself visible to the people that can help, those people are going to go pay somebody else that isn't as good as you and probably doesn't care as much as you, because they can't find you. So it's your responsibility. This is always the reframe for me. Every time I get in my head about putting myself out there, I'm like, Jen, it's your responsibility, because you have these gifts that you can give to people. It is your responsibility to make yourself visible to them so that they can be helped. So the most beautiful story, and we were telling it a little bit before we pressed record, but this story just like seeped into me with every ounce of my being, like, holy shit, this is so real. Like, we all have a responsibility to show up to help people, whether your story is huge and you have a big multi-million dollar business, or whether you just have an experience that's amazing that could help someone, it's your responsibility. So we had this incredible woman in our challenge, and she shared at the end of the challenge, she said, "The day before this challenge started, I called the suicide hotline because I was struggling with PTSD and I was massively depressed and I was going to take myself out." She's like, I found this challenge and on Facebook, and I signed up, and throughout the challenge, she started telling her story and putting herself out there and thinking about her badass moments. Cause we, you know, we go through the badass list, which I think I did at Event Love, just completely coming out.
She reminded herself of who she was.
Right. Yeah. Reminded herself of who she was. And throughout that, she started sharing more on Facebook. Cause some of the challenges we do is, you know, go live on your Facebook and share an experience. And one of the times she went on Facebook sharing a live experience, doing a live about her experience, another woman messaged her and said, "Thank you so much for sharing that story. Because of you, I just got out of bed for the first time in 2 years and fed my kids." Because she just shared her story. Yeah.
Because that woman had, her son had killed himself 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
And then, so she sees this woman talking, and then now those four kids get their mom back. This woman, then the another part of this, she goes on a podcast the next day, sharing more of her story. Literally, she goes back, she looks, she has a bunch of clients like sitting there waiting. Like, so this woman who the day before was going to kill herself, former Marine, she's just like, everything had become too heavy. And she said, and like, we have this 6 minute of her just talking about this. It was like, I mean, Jen's like crying and I'm just like speechless listening to this. And, you know, then that, and that's the whole thing, help one person every day. And when we started doing it, we were not thinking that we're going to be helping people to get over depression. Like, these are some of the different things people talk about, or connect, create lifelong friends. Like, we're like, all right, we're going to help people. We know we can get you on TV. We know it's never been a better time. You can be on TV wearing your sweatpants right now. You could be on CNN and all these other things, just because of, again, like the PR done differently. Our focus around connection and, you know, really like our fight against like the loneliness epidemic, which has now just skyrocketed. It was bad before March. You know, we used to go around and travel and do TV interviews about it. And, you know, now it just become insane. So bring people together, help them to help other people, and you have a winning formula.
And it's a ripple effect, because when you help somebody, then they're a better person. They're going to help more people in their life. And then those people are going to help more people in their life. And so, I mean, to get back to why you need to start sharing your story, whether that is your business, that is a big business, or whether that is just an experience and things that you've learned from your life, you never know who's listening, who's watching. Like, Lori, your podcast, legitimately, I would not be sitting here right now in this chair with this company, with this business, if I didn't find you, if you didn't make yourself visible to me.
That is so weird to me and so cool.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because you don't, and I know you guys know this, sometimes you don't even realize the ripple effect that you're making at all just by like showing up and sharing. That's like, it makes me want to cry, because I just like now am reaping the benefits of your friendship and learning from you and connecting and all of these beautiful things that I'm like, wow, I would have robbed myself of you. Like, that's awful. That's an awful thought. It's just,
and that's
crazy.
That's a real story. Like, that's not a, oh, I'm on the podcast, I'm going to say that. Like,
I have journals of like, Lori said this, this, and this. When I was at the worst,
I've heard her share about you on stage so many times, like at company meetings, like about that. Like, that's all like 100. And there's not a long list of people that is in there. Like, it's like you.
Well, that's why I tell, like, a client this morning was asking, should I start a podcast? And I said, I will always say start a podcast, because podcast changed my life.
Same.
And that was yours.
And she mentioned you.
It is so amazing. So if you guys are listening, you have to do it, because there's somebody out there who is not only waiting to hear your message, but might turn into like a really great friend later on. And you'll be like, I almost missed out on this. This is insane. That's how it works. And you can't, you know what, Jen, you always, say this quote, and it's funny because it's Steve Jobs' quote, but I always quote essentially you. I'm like, well, she made it famous, but you can't connect the dots looking backwards, looking forwards. Let's just try to say it the right way. You can't connect the dots looking forwards. So that's so powerful to me because I'm always like, sometimes we're doing things we're in a period of time that we're like, God, this feels bleak. Or what am I doing? Like, why am I procrastinating? Or what's going on with this relationship? Or why is this not moving? And then you look back and you're like, that was that amazing lesson. Or, I said that because of that. Or I told that story. Or I got in that group. Or I got in that mastermind. Or I joined that thing. Because those relationships take a long time. Like, yeah. It's not like, it is crazy the things I'm like, whoa, that was 7 years ago. And thank God for that. Cause now it's like the biggest piece of my company moving forward or whatever, whatever that is, like puzzle pieces. It's crazy.
And they take time and they are also the shortcut.
Yeah, totally.
That's the amazing thing.
Totally.
That's the amazing thing. It's the unfair advantage. That's what it came from because I was good at creating relationships. I was not good at romantic relationships, which on our first date, Jen asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm working on a book on relationships. She's like, oh, wow. And I was like, no, not those. I suck at those.
And then I was like, okay, this isn't a date, I guess. I didn't know if it was a date or not.
I'm terrible at those.
Not a date.
I was like, business ones I'm great at. Romantic ones, no.
Red flag number one.
He just comes out and tells you on the first date, this is going to go really bad for you.
This is not going to be good. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So what I want to know about, challenges. So not just your challenge, but I want to know about the challenges that you have just even seen, gone through yourself in thinking of creating this company, like what has come up for you? And then what are some challenges? Because I gotta be honest, like there's any time that you are, and I know this from just doing masterminds, any time that you're like, we're gonna help you get seen. And obviously that's not like a promise unless they take action. But I think what people don't realize until you start thinking you wanna do a business like this or help people step into their highest potential is you have to do so much personal development as the leader or as the pitcher or as the person who's as the teacher, right? Because you have to let go of thinking that you are going to be that person's like transformation. And I can imagine with a PR company, there's a lot of pressure. Like, are you going to land me this deal? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? So how do you, just speaking to people who maybe want to start a business or start coaching, start something that is like a piece of the puzzle for someone, but you are not the person who's going to bring that actual thing to fruition. So tell me about the challenges that you two have had to face in regards to becoming the person that you need to be able to hold that space for people and help get them to where they need to go.
This is why mindset's such a huge part of our company and why I would not be like a quarter of as far along if it wasn't for Jen. So I'll let her start that.
We always say we work really hard to make our lives easy. Mm-hmm. And that means like, I have to wake up, I didn't read a personal development book or like listen to your podcast or other people's podcasts and then finally get woke and be like, all right, I know all the answers and I have the best mindset. Every day I have to get up and do the things that put me in a good state every single day. And I actually feel the difference when I don't do it. Like when I don't do my morning routine. Yeah, it really makes a difference. So I have, it's a practice that's every day and you never are finished. And the second that I think that there's this like thing that happens, I don't know if it happens to you, Lori, like you get really good at something and then you're like, all right, I'm good at it. I don't have to do it anymore.
Oh, I'm
right?
Guilty. So good.
Meditating.
Yeah. Like, cool. I did it. Now I'm done. Like we self-sabotage. We only let ourselves get to like here instead of thinking how much better can it get? Mm. Right. Instead of saying, like we say, all right, I'm good. Like the shoe's going to drop. Something bad's going to happen. So I may as well bring myself back down and just be average. And one of the things that has really been a game changer for me as we step more into, bigger company and more clients and helping people on a bigger level is instead of always thinking like, when's the shoe going to drop? Or, staying kind of like average so that I don't make people feel uncomfortable with how big I'm getting, like all those things that come into play. Mm-hmm. I just flip my mindset immediately. And I just say, how much better can it get? Mm. How much better can it get? And then just always, always focusing on gratitude. So even when, and like, I love that you brought up the Steve Jobs quote because it's my fave, because looking backwards, you know, the dots that connect are usually the shittiest moments. They really are in the moment. They're usually those moments where you're like, oh my God, I don't even know how I'm going to get out from under this. Like, this is terrible. And this is the worst thing in the world. And you think you're not going to get through. But when you look backwards, those moments, I always say, thank God for that moment.
Yeah.
Thank God. I wouldn't be here if that moment didn't exist. So now in my business, when something doesn't go right, or, you know, we didn't get the client, the thing we wanted to get them, or, you know, something happens because, like, listen, if we're not failing, we're not trying hard enough and we're not pushing the boundaries right enough. Mm-hmm. So we're going to fail. But every time those failures happen, I immediately go, okay, why is this happening for me? Because I'm going to look backwards and I'm going to think, holy crap, I'm so grateful that happened because mm-hmm. it taught me this or it led to this. So if you can catch it in the moment when that hard thing happens, when that shit hits the fan, right? And you can say, all right, why is it happening for me? Why am I grateful for this? Mm-hmm. But one day I'm going to be grateful, then it makes it so much easier. And the way to always get in that mindset is to work really hard every day to be in it. And that means doing the morning routine. That means doing the things that work. That means exercising. That means journaling, all that stuff that you know works, just doing it consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the other big thing with whether it's PR or coaching or whatever is that to be able to disconnect yourself from people's own shit.
Yes.
When it comes to, like, especially fear, not just fear of failure, but I think a lot of times more the fear of success, and all the stuff that comes up in them. And, you know, and that's a lot of that is stuff that's from childhood, you know, trauma to, and I'll say it even for myself, like it, like where that'll come up. And, you know, what's the easier thing to do for most people? The easier thing is to lash out at somebody else or mm-hmm. to blame or to do something, because then you don't have to look at your own stuff. And then you can keep that stuff right to the side. So I think that's, like, been a big thing, is always being cognizant of that and of allowing to detach from that, and teaching, like, our team the same thing. Like, this person, like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, if we're doing our job mm-hmm. and we're giving, you know, the effort and we're getting, you know, the stuff that we do works, like, unless there's something that we mess up, it's not on you. Mm-hmm. And it's just then you're there to help that person, you know, to a certain extent, like as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But also, I think the thing that you have to do as well is to allow them to see, like, listen, you think this is about this? My guess is it's not, because I'm never going to tell somebody what they're thinking, but it's most likely something a lot deeper. And let's look at that. We had this one, I'll just give you a great example of this, was we had this one doctor who, unbelievably accomplished doctor, amazing woman, amazing. And she also grew up where I grew up. I met her at a conference one time, and we talked about, like, growing up in this upstate New York poor town. And she finally wound up coming to our event and became a client. We got her booked on TV. She had such a fear of being seen. Mm-hmm. This is a woman who had, like, 4 doctorates. Like, she had, like, 6 adopted kids, like 2 clinics, like, ridiculous.
Wow.
And she had such a fear of being on TV. The night before, she made herself sick, like legit got herself sick. So she called out. So obviously that has nothing to do with it. Like, you know, she's like, oh my God, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. So getting her to actually look at that and focus, not just to be like, all right, we're going to force you to do it. Like, look at why, like what's the worst thing what's going to happen? What are you really? So she got past that. What happened with her?
So she ended up,
this is crazy.
So talking about, like, we got her to take the first action step was get on TV, even though you're scared, to go do the interview. And she did it. And then she's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't that bad. She did another one. Well,
it's a local spot.
She gets a local spot, and she's talking about, she helps children with ADHD and mental illness. And she was talking about how nutrition and, like, the specific type of nutrition can help a lot of kids, like, get out of teens specifically. And this one mother of this teenage girl messages this doctor and says, basically, I had a suicidal teenager, and I incorporated the things that you taught on that segment, and my child is no longer suicidal, and she's thriving because of the things that you said on that segment. So now
this lady is doing media constantly.
Yeah, she's like, I'm never going to shut up now.
It got over all that stuff immediately.
Yeah. That's the power of telling your story to circle on back. Like that is the power.
And you get better and better at it. So like the first time probably won't feel good. And you'll probably be like, wow, was that bad? And if you watch it, it might be, but you'll get better and better. And it's crazy though, because I've had moments where I've watched people on stage where they're not doing well. And I'm like, thank you. Like for like showing up this way. Cause it is giving me so much permission to be like, if anything, I've felt compassion for them. And it says it made me feel like I could do it. Like I actually, when I used to watch when I wanted to be a speaker or when you want to be on TV, right? And I'm sure you've heard this, like when I watch really polished people, I feel really bad about myself because I'm super aware I will never be that. That's actually just like not in my DNA to be polished. So I would watch polished people because the 90s were literally only about being polished. Like I don't even understand looking back how that was like a thing. But it's so defeating to only see that. So like, actually, by you failing, you are someone's permission to like go for their biggest dream. So maybe don't fail intentionally, but but why not? But like, really, who cares? So that massive 100%. Permission.
I'll let all of you feel better about yourselves. So you've heard me speak throughout this. I don't speak all that well. It's okay. So I've been described on TV multiple times as a communications expert. Mm. So Jen, every time she sees that, she'd be like, have him talk about his feelings. Like, what are you kidding me? Like, this is the last guy who could be a communications expert.
Completely.
So if I can do it, guys, you can all do it.
Honestly, I love that you said that people can't, like that you said, oh my God, I love that they're messy because it's giving me permission to just be myself. And I think that we need to remember that when we're, you know, putting content out there for the first time, that people don't relate to perfect because nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. I don't want to work with somebody that's perfect because they can't possibly understand me. Right. And one of the things that attracted me so much to you, and we can even go back to this, is because you were just so cool with being exactly who you were. And I thought you were my girlfriend in my head because like you, I was like, oh, she's just like me. Like she's normal and she's cool. And she's like, you know, not too perfect. And like the people that are perfect on social media or even people that are perfect on stages and stuff like that, there's just a disconnect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're worried about like, oh, I got to be perfect or I have to put up this brand that's like beautiful and sparkly and all filtered the same colors and you know, where like that, I really feel like puts a screen between you and your ideal customer. And it just prevents you from being able to completely welcome them in and help them as much as you could. So we tell people, you know, when you're on TV, like when we do media training, we train like really high level business owners on how to be on TV and how to do interviews. And you would think that when you do these professional media trainings, like they all show up to my media training, like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to stand like this and I'm going to keep my hands on my lap and I'm not going to move. And I say to them, all right, we're going to go like this. You're going to use your hands when you talk. You're going to be really, really exaggerated. And you're just going to say whatever comes to your mind. You're going to talk to me like you're talking to a girlfriend. Go.
I love it.
And they're like, what?
You're going to unbutton the top of your pants so you're more comfortable so you can breathe.
Yes, all the things.
That's so true.
Yes. Because it makes you more relatable. And I don't like watching people that are just like uptight and pretending to be somebody that they're not. That's not engaging. Yeah.
You know, you just made me think so much about just with everything that you just said, just about how, I know that you've seen it. You guys have been on so many stages like that. Usually the people who like are scripted and polished and while they're freaking amazing, there is a part of them that I know is even disconnected from themselves because they won't allow themselves to even be themselves. And later on, I see it come out a lot or just be like, I can't, like they either snap or they can't do it. Or so someone came on my podcast. I can't remember who it was, but it was the best quote. It was sooner or later, you're going to get caught being yourself. And it was just like, oh shit. Oh, damn. That is so good. So just be yourself now. So I adopted that. And I was like, I'm going to do that now so that I'm not caught being what they think is someone else or something not good. I'm like, no, we're going to put everything out there so that I never get like, quote unquote, caught. Like you can't get caught if you're you at all times.
Yes.
That is so good. Oh my God. I love that, Lori.
So that's just so like true. Freedom, right? Like total freedom.
Yeah, it's ultimate freedom.
Okay. So let's go back to the challenge because now people need to enroll and do this. Like, I don't really care who you are. You're sitting at home. If you're feeling bad, we all know now it's because we're not helping people and we're not helping ourselves help people. So yes. I want to stop feeling bad, you guys. So tell me how I can get in here. How do I get in the challenge?
Go to beontvchallenge.com. Super easy. And so sign up.
TVchallenge.com.
And we will just have a party for five. Technically it's a 5-day challenge, but we end up making it like a 10-day situation.
Don't say
all that. Right. I'm not supposed to say that.
We like to over-deliver always. So I don't like to say that.
But
we
I don't like to promise that. I want to show
we'll
up.
Always do it.
Always do it. It's a party. It's so much fun. You learn everything you need to know, everything to be able to get on TV. But then there's so much, as we talked about earlier, just the added bonuses of connection, of mindset, of just becoming a better person.
And we've had people in there that have never even thought of doing TV. We've had people who have never done a Facebook Live, many. So that too. A woman who had her own show on Bravo, and throughout, like the through line was they all left feeling more connected, like more understanding of how to get their message out there, how to make more sales from it. Because like at the end of the day, like, yes, we talked a lot about personal development, but what our goal for people is to also get more leads, make more sales so that they have more abundance in their life.
Yes.
So it's amazing though. And the cool thing is that there's not we don't believe in cliques or hierarchies or, you know, that woman who had her Bravo show was not like looking down on the person who had never done a Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. You know, our big belief that one of the last things I want to make sure I say is that it's not about like having to understand or believe it 100% or put in like, you know, like that hustle mentality or anything. It's like, our thing always is 51%. Mm. You just have to want it and believe a little bit more than you don't. Mm-hmm. And that's for me every day. Like I'm right at like 51, like some days I'm at like 83, you know, it's amazing. Like, but I just have to be at 51%. And if I can do that, then I can do anything.
That's right.
I use that still. I think of that still. I heard you guys say it and I was just like, that is all that I needed. You just have to believe. And I use it all the time when I'm like getting nervous about something with this company or I feel like, who am I to do this and what's going on? I'm like, nope, I just have to like want this a little bit more than I don't, or I just have to believe a little bit more than I, it applies to many sentences that I use in my head.
Yes.
100%.
Like I just have that. The other day it was just like, I just have to want to help people a little bit more than I fear people's like rejection or opinions. So like all of that, just 1% more than the other side. So,
That's it.
Incredibly powerful. You guys, what are you most excited about right now?
Chris.
Okay. I mean, I'm honestly most excited about what we're doing. Like I am so lit up around this Beyond TV channel. And like, that's not a fake, like, oh my God, I want people to sign up for that. But I think that for me, I have to really like believe in something and really feel it so passionately. You know, in order to do it. So like, if I'm not most excited about this, then I just can't do it because we put too much like effort and energy and like all this. Like, so if it's just like where we're going through the motion, trust me, I've been there and we've gotten rid of things. And like, we've done things at the beginning, right at the beginning of Corona, like the pandemic, that were like going through emotion that I could not ever come on it. And like, we got rid of it, like before it even launched, like, because it was like that. But I mean, really that, and I mean, and this little puppy right here who has had this whole, she's had a resurgence of,
she has, she used to be she was not a good dog. She was literally, and all of a sudden she decided she wanted to be a good dog.
It was like living with like a stranger, like she would walk home and be like, hey, and then she'd see like somebody else or like our housekeeper would come. She'd be doing flips and we're like, what's going on?
Oh my God.
You're like, so, what happened?
She came around.
So we're excited about that.
That's amazing.
She needed to be bananas.
Yeah, they needed exactly. Friends.
Oh my God. Yes.
To not steal yours, obviously I'm unbelievably excited about our challenge. It just gives me life.
Yep.
100%. But I think really, it's so funny. My word of the year for 2020, when, you know, I said a word at the beginning of the year, right? Like we all have the vision board for 2020 and all down the drain, whatever. So my word for the year was creation. And I was like, I'm going to be so creative and I'm going to create so much stuff this year. And then coronavirus happened. And immediately I was like, there goes my word of the year. I'm not creating shit. Like nothing's happening immediately, right? Like negative limiting beliefs, but I should have looked the other way. Like how much can I create?
Mm.
And the second that, you know, like Chris said, we had some immediate, like, nope, that's a failure right off the bat. Like when we were trying to figure out what to do, I just tapped into, oh yeah, my word is creation and I'm going to get creative and I'm going to decide that I can create whatever I want. Mm. And being able to create this new thing, this challenge and see like the fruits of it and what happens when you really are just like open your mind and your space and you're just like, I'm going to just dive in and like try things and create stuff. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more fulfilled right now. And I'm like, oh my God, my word of the year was creation and I'm being creative and it's giving me life. So I'm just really excited about all the opportunities right now to continue to create and what we've been able to create.
Oh man, I hope you guys both, I hope everybody heard that. Like you decided, that's one of the most powerful things that we can do is to decide that this is how it's going to be, or this is how we're going to show up. So decide right now to do this challenge because it will change your life. Like for real, I know it will. Like if I were to do this challenge, which who knows, maybe I will. Like I know right now, like it will change my life because I know all of the things that go into having to show up for that. And you're never going to find a community that is more like safe and loving. And essentially it's just everybody's coming in there to say you're not alone. And I think that's the biggest thing is I will tell you when I was like anxious about speaking on stage and I was like, I can't do it. I have panic attacks. I have this, I have that. I need medication. All the stories I told myself, it wasn't until I got into rooms where people also said, yeah, I'm really nervous too. Yeah. We might pass out on stage. Yeah. That could really happen. Let's go do it together. And that's what you're doing. You're just like, okay, let's all try this together and let it be a safe spot to like completely do whatever happens. Like, and all you do, you're just getting people to the proof, which is so powerful. And once they have that proof, you can go and do anything. So, I love what you guys do. It's so many layers and so many levels. Like it's not just PR and that itself is personal development. So I love you guys. I'm so grateful. Make sure you go find them. Make sure you go follow them. You just want to throw out your Instagram handles for me really quick.
Yeah. I'm Jen with one N _ Gottlieb.
Underscore is her middle name.
Underscore is my middle name.
No, just kidding.
Spell it out.
Mine's Chris Winfield, Chris Winfield.
So you got
and then together we are Ken with a C.
Yeah.
But we don't have any.
We don't have an Instagram about that.
No.
But you need one. You need one soon. So you guys, you always know that the biggest thing that you can do for anybody that comes on the podcast, if you are listening and you loved this episode and they just rocked your world, is to tag both of them on Instagram in your stories and tag myself. And please, please, please let us know if you're going to do this challenge and what your biggest takeaway was. You guys know that I always reshare what you're doing, but I want, like, we want to know who we were talking to. This conversation was so, you know, amazing with the three of us talking, but we were essentially talking with you the whole time. So we want to see who that was. So make sure you tag the three of us and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and if you're going to be doing this challenge. So you guys, I will connect everything in the show notes and thank you both so much for just how you show up in the world. I love you. I adore you. I hate that you're on the other coast, but that's fine. You're holding it down. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Really quick and really important before you head out, I wanted to say that if the show did not feel like enough, if you don't have a support system, if you've noticed that you are not talking to people and you're going through a challenging time, I have partnered with Talkspace, who I absolutely love. It's an online therapy that is here to give you support because we all need it right now. So whether it's been the months of trying to figure out what life is going to look like or all of the uncertainty, or maybe you just haven't shared what struggle you're going through, it's going to match you with a licensed therapist from the comfort of your own device. And you can reach out 24/7 and you'll hear back 5 days out of the week. Thanks to Talkspace Online Therapy, finding a licensed therapist is easier than ever, and you will get matched with your perfect therapist right from your device and connect with them on your own schedule from anywhere at any time. And the even cooler thing is that Talkspace costs about the same amount as one single in-person therapy session. So you guys, it is affordable. It's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. And with Talkspace, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist and they'll engage with you at least 5 days a week. So it's secure, it's private, and it uses the latest encryption technology to store client information. Here's the bottom line. We literally all need someone to talk to right now. And if you don't have it, I'm telling you, go run and text and figure out how to get your therapist at Talkspace. They want to give you the licensed support that you deserve at a price you can afford. So as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code Lori, that's L-O-R-I, Lori in all caps, to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. And that's Lori at Talkspace.com. I hope that you just try it out. If you're even curious, if you're struggling, just go check it out. I'm telling you, I'm all about this. Everything helps, and I hope that you love it.